Barbados and St. Lucia both sit high on the list for travelers planning a Caribbean vacation. Barbados is better for travelers who want a polished beach vacation with plenty of social energy. Beach bars, rum shops, restaurants, catamaran cruises, and easy island drives make it feel simple to plan. Service is strong, the coast is easy to reach, and many visitors can fill a full week without complicated transfers. St. Lucia has a more dramatic feel. Rainforest, volcanic coves, the pitons, hillside resorts, spa stays, and quiet beaches give it a stronger romantic tone. Couples, honeymooners, and travelers who want scenery mixed with rest often find St. Lucia more memorable. So, which island fits your trip better? Quick comparison. Barbados is the stronger choice for travelers who want long sandy beaches, calm swimming, food, nightlife, and easy movement around the island. St. Lucia is better for travelers who want rainforest views, hiking, romance, spa time, and volcanic scenery. A fast comparison helps show where each island wins. Category: Better choice. Why? Beaches. Barbados. Longer sandy beaches, calm west coast water, and more beach variety. Scenery. St. Lucia. Pitons, rainforest, volcanic peaks, and soufriere views. Nightlife. Barbados. South coast, Holtown, Speightstown, rum shops, and beach bars. Romance. St. Lucia. Couples resorts, spa stays, plunge pools, and private hillside settings. Food. Barbados. Known as one of the Caribbean's strongest food islands. Hiking and adventure. St. Lucia. Grows piton, sulfur springs, waterfalls, rainforest ziplining, and mud baths. Easy travel. Barbados. Flatter, more compact, and simpler to navigate. Barbados feels like a classic beach trip. St. Lucia feels more scenic and intimate, especially for travelers who want nature built into the whole vacation. Beaches and scenery. Barbados is a flat coral limestone island, which makes it easier to explore. Travelers can cross much of the island in under an hour, so beach hopping, restaurant visits, and short day trips are simple to plan. Barbados also has more beach variety. West Coast beaches, often called the Platinum Coast or Gold Coast, are known for calm water, swimming, paddleboarding, sunset walks, and catamaran cruises. South Coast beaches are livelier and breezier, with beach bars, kitesurfing, and more social energy. East Coast beaches face the Atlantic, so they have rougher waves, rugged scenery, and a wilder feel. St. Lucia has fewer wide sandy beaches, but its coast feels more dramatic. Many beaches are smaller, more secluded, and backed by cliffs, jungle, or volcanic slopes. Darker volcanic sand is common in some areas, which gives the island a different look from Barbados. Barbados feels open, sunny, and easy. St. Lucia feels lush, mountainous, and more dramatic. Travelers who want long beach days with simple access may prefer Barbados. Travelers who want beaches tied to rainforest and volcanic views may prefer St. Lucia. Popular things to do in Barbados include: Barbados works well for travelers who like variety without long drives. A day can start with swimming on the west coast, continue with a rum tour, and end with dinner near the beach. St. Lucia has more adventure tied to nature. Activities often center on mountains, rainforest, volcanic features, waterfalls, and marine life along the west coast. St. Lucia is better for travelers who want a vacation shaped by scenery and outdoor activity. Barbados is better for travelers who want beaches, culture, food, and nightlife with less travel time between stops. Barbados has a stronger food and drink scene. Rum shops, roadside stalls, beach bars, fine dining, casual restaurants, and the famous Oyston's fish fry give travelers many ways to eat well without overplanning. Rum is also a major part of Barbados culture. Mount Gay is widely noted as the oldest commercially produced rum on record, which makes a distillery visit a natural fit for many trips. Rum shops also give the island a local social rhythm that visitors notice quickly. St. Lucia has a smaller food scene, but it still has strong Creole flavors and memorable local meals. Green fig and saltfish is the national dish, while fresh seafood, cocorubbed mahi-mahi, cassava bread, and local cocoa experiences connect the food scene to the island's farms and coast. Nightlife is easier to find in Barbados. South Coast bars, Holetown, Speightstown, beach clubs, rum shops, and Oystons give travelers more consistent options across the week. St. Lucia is quieter after dark, though Rodney Bay and the Groves Islet Friday night jump-up offer the main social spots. Barbados is the better pick for food lovers and travelers who want nights out. St. Lucia is better for quiet dinners, romantic resort evenings, and occasional local events. Barbados suits travelers who want beachfront resorts, polished service, upscale dining, family-friendly options, and easy access around the island. Many stays focus on comfort, beach time, and convenience. Big-name luxury resorts, refined restaurants, and strong service are a major part of the island's vacation style. Well-known Barbados hotel examples include Waves Resort and Amp, Spa, Sandals Royal Barbados, and Sandy Lane. Travelers can choose all-inclusive stays, high-end beach resorts, boutique hotels, and villas close to restaurants or nightlife. St. Lucia suits honeymooners, couples, wellness travelers, and guests who want scenic luxury. Many of its best-known stays are built around Piton views, rainforest spas, private plunge pools, and hillside design. Instead of a flat beachfront resort feel, St. Lucia often gives travelers a more private, nature-focused stay. Well-known St. Lucia hotel examples include Latera Resort, Rabat Hotel by Hotel Chocolat, and Stolen Time. These properties fit travelers who want romance, quiet, spa time, and scenery built into the room experience. Practical travel style matters too. Barbados is easier to move around in because it is flatter and more compact. St. Lucia's mountainous roads can make transfers longer, especially between the north and south. A traveler landing in one part of St. Lucia and staying in another should plan for extra drive time. Barbados is better for convenience and social beach luxury. St. Lucia is better for scenic seclusion and romantic stays. Choose Barbados for an easy, lively Caribbean beach trip. Long sandy beaches, calm West Coast swimming, strong food, rum culture, nightlife, catamaran cruises, and convenient island travel make it a great fit for families, groups, couples, and first-time Caribbean visitors. Choose St. Lucia for romance, rainforest, volcanic scenery, Piton views, spa retreats, hiking, and a slower luxury escape. Couples and honeymooners often get more out of St. Lucia because the island feels private, dramatic, and closely tied to nature. A flight between Barbados and St. Lucia can take under an hour, so combining them gives a strong contrast. Barbados for food, beaches, and nightlife, followed by St. Lucia for rainforest, romance, and Piton views. Things to do. Barbados has a strong mix of beach activities, food experiences, history, and rum culture. Many activities are easy to reach because the island is compact and relatively simple to navigate. Popular things to do in St. Lucia include food and nightlife, hotels and trip style. A wrap-up. Related posts.